step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Friday, September 28, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City right here in Denver, Colorado, and we get together every single weekday. We talk sports with a dose of common sense, and we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Friday to you. Yes, we have made it to another Friday. It's always a good thing. And, you know, not only is it Friday, as exciting as that actually is, you might not realize this today. Friday, September 28th, is also National Drink Beer Day. I mean, come on, people. What more can you possibly ask for than that? You know, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who said, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Today, on your Friday, just kind of keep that in mind. Because as the Oktoberfest comes to an end, this day is a great reminder to enjoy the world's most popular adult beverage. Yes, National Drink Beer Day is here. And, you know, before you say anything, don't go worrying about any of the side effects.
All right, brain. You don't like me and I don't like you, but let's just do this and I can get back to killing you with beer.
We don't need to think about that stuff. Just go out, enjoy your Friday, and, you know, maybe after work, you think about celebrating National Drink Beer Day. Hey, if you'd like to contact us, let us know maybe what beer you'll be drinking tonight. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at dailydosports, and it doesn't have to be beer related. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment. Bring it. We would love to hear what you have to say. Or maybe you even need some suggestions on, I don't know, what the greatest beer in the entire world is. Oh, I have a number of answers for you there. Today on the show, we do have a number of things to get to, including some breaking news, but we will also have our weekend sports preview. Gonna want to make sure that you stick around for that. And we will have our Daily Dose Top 5, always a very popular segment of the show. You never know which way the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go, but you have to be sure that you tune in each and every Friday for that. Couple things coming out in the world of breaking news, starting off in the NFL. You know, the Carolina Panthers on Thursday signed Pro Bowl free agent safety Eric Reed, who was not re-signed by the San Francisco 49ers in the offseason, primarily because of the controversy of his grievance with the NFL. In 2016, Reed was the first player to join former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick in kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial equality and police brutality. Now, in May, the NFL Players Association filed a grievance with the NFL on Reed's behalf, alleging that team owners and the league, influenced by President Donald Trump, colluded to prevent his employment because of his kneeling protest. Now, Reed will replace veteran Denoris Searcy, who last week was placed on injured reserve for the Carolina Panthers after suffering his second concussion in a month. Now, I know the narrative that's out there. And I realize that what the story is that Reed was blackballed for being the first player to join Colin Kaepernick in that kneeling process. One quick side note on that. You know who's really getting off scot-free? Because we've seen now Colin Kaepernick's getting blackballed. And then number two in the kneeling is Eric Reed. And I mean, these two guys are paying the price, right? But you know who's getting off scot-free on this? The third guy to join Kaepernick. I mean, Kaepernick is taking the fall. Reed took the fall for a while, but that third guy, that fourth guy, I don't know who they were, they are totally getting off easy because no one's saying a word about those guys. I don't know who they are. I have no idea who they are, but I'm just assuming that we know who the third and the fourth, the fifth and the sixth guys are. We know who the second guy is, obviously. But hang on one second here. Because I'm looking at some stats here, and I'm just trying to make a little bit of sense of this. According to Pro Football Outsiders, Eric Reed graded out with them. They grade every single player in the league. He graded out as having a 4 projected value this season. Now, just for kind of some clarity there, a top-rated safety, like, say, a Tyrann Mathieu, he grades out a little over an 8. A low-rated safety, say someone like Deshaun Sheed, he grades out at about a 4. Reed was a 4. So again, I mean, super weird that no one wanted to sign an aging, low-production safety. I mean, conspiracy theories abound, but that's just shocking news to me. I'm stunned. I'm stunned by that. But hey, here he is getting a job. We can put those theories to rest because now he does indeed have a job. Also, some news coming out from the NBA. The NBA announced on Thursday that fans can now, for the first time, just purchase a portion of NBA games to watch. Not even joking about that. Fans will be able to purchase any portion of any game on League Pass for out-of-market local games. Once the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter, the price initially will be $1.99. Whether the fan buys it at the start of the quarter or just to watch the last 30 seconds, you're going to pay $1.99. But here's what NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had to say. It's a big moment, but it's also a small first step. There are limitations in the technology right now, but we're working as quickly as possible so that at some point in the near future, fans can choose to buy any part of any game. We imagine a situation where a fan has dinner at 8 o'clock and only has 30 minutes, and they can choose to buy a half hour of a game, Silver said. Now, they're saying that the NBA also plans on eventually selling packages of 10 minutes of real-time game action. The price for a full game, though, through either Turner or through NBA.com or the NBA app, still costs $6.99 to watch the full game. Now, this is where we are heading. You just know that the gambling crowd is going to eat this up so they can see how their game ends up. Being able to buy a quarter or the last few minutes of a game, that's coming. And we are seeing it start in the NBA. But there are a couple of things that crossed my mind when I heard this. And one of the things that crossed my mind was, again, can you imagine if Roger Goodell and the NFL announced this? Hey, just so y'all know, we are going to make our games available if you just want to watch the fourth quarter or you just want to watch from the 2-minute warning. We are making that available. Everyone would be like, can you believe the greed and just the corruption going on in the NFL? It's disgusting. Honestly, don't they have enough money? Aren't they making enough money on us right now? The NFL is just filthy. Notice the difference in what we're getting on the NBA and what we're getting on the NFL right now. Subtle, but it's there. Also, you know, I was thinking about this. Buying the fourth quarter of an NBA game, to me, that's a steal. Honestly, $1.99 for the fourth quarter. You hear that at first and you're like, eh, I don't know if I'd pay $1.99 for, you know, the fourth quarter. But the more I think about it, $1.99 for 2.5 hours of content? I mean, come on. That's a steal. Nothing like 12 real minutes of basketball and also 123 minutes of timeouts and commercials. Oh, that's good stuff right there. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. I can't wait to get my fourth quarter package going. Is there any way that, I don't know, I could just pay like $10 and get the final 20 seconds? Maybe that would be more worth it. Seems like that might be a little less painful than this is going to be. Can you imagine? You plunk down the $1.99 and then you sit there for over an hour as we just see timeout. Oh, okay, timeout. Again, timeout. They're going to use another timeout here. They want to advance the ball, so it's another timeout. I am not paying any amount of money for that. I don't need to see timeout after timeout. Maybe if they scale back the timeouts, we can talk about this. Right now, not sure it's the best idea. Hey, coming back, we need to get to our weekend sports preview. You know, we actually have some pretty good stuff to watch this weekend. And I know you're not going to believe this. I can't believe I'm saying this. But some of it is actually going to be in Major League Baseball. So let's shift over to our weekend sports preview. You know, we try to do this every single week. Just keep you up to date on what is going to be out there to watch over the next 2 days, because you don't want to make plans and not realize you're missing the biggest game of the weekend. Or maybe you just didn't realize that game was going to be on. We try to make you aware of what is coming. Now, we do also pick the games. Try to get our foot in that sports betting door. You know, just throwing that out there. And you know, 2 weeks ago, we had a rough week. I told you. I said it right here. We went like, I don't know, 5-6, something like that. This past week, yeah, we flipped things around. We went 9-1. That's what I'm saying. 9-1. I mean, you don't have to listen to the way we pick, and every once in a while we'll have a down week. But when we're hot, we do tend to get some things right. Remember, all times given are Mountain Time Zone, so adjust your schedule accordingly. Now remember, like I said, this weekend, we have some Major League Baseball series that are basically, I mean, playoff games. Because while the American League is mostly set, the National League is going to be a fight to the finish. And right now, you basically have three teams in the St. Louis Cardinals, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Colorado Rockies who are all fighting for one division spot and one wildcard spot. One of these three teams is getting left out. So these series are going to be going all weekend, and with these series is going to be some serious drama in Major League Baseball. Here is just a couple things to keep in mind as you're keeping an eye on these baseball games, because we do have a few tie-breaking scenarios that you might want to keep in the back of your mind. If the Chicago Cubs end up in a tie with Milwaukee, they would play a one-game tiebreaker, and that would be in Chicago. If St. Louis were to end up in a tie with Los Angeles, they would play a one-game tiebreaker in St. Louis. If St. Louis ends in a tie with Colorado, they'll play that tiebreaker also in St. Louis. And if Los Angeles and Colorado end up tied, they play the tiebreaker game in LA. Just some tiebreaker scenarios to keep in mind as you're watching these games. Let's get started. And I would start tonight, but we actually have a pretty decent game starting today at noon, 12:20 to be exact. The St. Louis Cardinals do face the Chicago Cubs. And like I said, the Cubs have already clinched that playoff spot, but they want to win the division and avoid the wild card game. They're going to need to beat St. Louis, and they need to hold off Milwaukee in the process from winning the division. The Cardinals, meanwhile, they need to win or they're going to go home. Starting at 12:20 today, St. Louis versus Chicago. If you're around a TV just this afternoon, you're going to be able to see what is basically going to be a three-game series to see who gets in. Not a bad way to start your weekend off. At 6:10 tonight, the Colorado Rockies are, like I said, trying to keep pace with the Los Angeles Dodgers and win the National League West. They are playing a three-game series at home against the Washington Nationals. You would think Colorado should be able to find a way to get a few wins against Washington. You also know, hey, Bryce Harper could be playing his last games in a Washington Nationals uniform. You know he'd like to probably go out with a bang. Might be some decent baseball to watch here. That first game of the three-game series begins tonight at 6:10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then at 8:15 p.m. tonight, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers, who play their final series against the San Francisco Giants, and this will be in San Francisco. You know, once again, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the most talented team, I think, top to bottom, in the National League. But it just doesn't always translate to the field. They should win this series, shouldn't they? LA should handle the Giants, shouldn't they? The Giants aren't going anywhere. The Dodgers have everything to play for. The Dodgers have a ton of talent. This should be easy, right? But they are on the road. And they are the Dodgers. So, I mean, honestly, who knows? But the Dodgers and the Giants, another three-game series all weekend, should be worth watching. Now, if I were just guessing, and I'm not going to pick these series, I would say, though, that the Dodgers and the Rockies should probably get into the playoffs. And St. Louis probably gets left out. But like I said, it should be a fun weekend in baseball. And then next week, the postseason already begins. Boom. All of a sudden, I'm in. I actually like watching baseball as it gets to the postseason. Moving on to tomorrow, Saturday at 10 a.m., we have an interesting game. And if you first look at it, you might not think that way. But it should be very interesting, because we know that the Clemson Tigers have had some drama this week when Dabo Swinney named Trevor Lawrence the new starting quarterback. And then veteran starting quarterback, senior Kelly Bryant, said, okay, then I'm out of here. I'm not going to stick around and watch this kid play. Now, does any of this carry out onto the field with Clemson? Because if it does, that could be a problem. And they are facing Syracuse. Big deal. That's an easy win, right? I'm trying to remember right now, who was it that gave Clemson their lone regular season loss last year? Oh, that's right. It was Syracuse. So while we look at this game, Syracuse versus number 3 Clemson at Clemson, that should be a walk in the park, right? Well, not so fast, because Syracuse is pretty solid this year. They beat them just last year, and we know Clemson could have some internal things going within that locker room. And I'm going to take Clemson in that game, but I'm not going to pick it with a ton of confidence. Then at 5:30 tomorrow night, we have a game that, I'll just be honest, I can't wait for this game, because we basically have a college football playoff game here. When we talk about adding 8 teams or whatever to the college football playoff, this is a game that would be like that, because number 4 Ohio State goes to number 9 Penn State with a lot on the line. We all remember the big comeback last year by Ohio State to knock Penn State from being undefeated. And you know, Penn State would love to knock them off and get a little revenge this year. The biggest question I have for this game is, can Ohio State protect quarterback Dwayne Haskins? If so, I think Penn State could be in for a long night. As much as I like Trace McSorley, I think Ohio State is a more balanced team. Can they protect their quarterback? That is going to go a long way in seeing who wins this. I'm going to take Ohio State in this game, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Satan likes Urban Meyer. Also at 5:30, we have another really good game tomorrow, as number 7 Stanford goes to number 8 Notre Dame. Now, Stanford, of course, is coming off of that improbable win last week against Oregon. And you know, they have to just be relieved they even got a win. Now, they have to go to South Bend, who seemed to find some new life under new quarterback Ian Book, because we saw early in the season, the veteran, Brandon Wimbush, he was just struggling. He wasn't getting anything going. A lot of dead, incomplete drives, not a whole lot of moving the chains, not a whole lot of scoring points. Ian Book seemed to give Notre Dame a little bit of a lift last week. Now, I haven't been that impressed with Notre Dame this season, but I think Stanford has to have some sort of an emotional letdown after last week, don't they? So I'm going to take Notre Dame in this game. I think it's going to be a close game, but since it's at home, I'll go with the Irish. Here is the scary thing to think about. If Notre Dame beats Stanford tomorrow, they have a very realistic shot of running the table the rest of the way, because their schedule, which originally looked pretty tough, yeah, it doesn't look that tough now. It looks like it's going to be pretty soft. Their best chances for losing down the road, who are they going to face? Florida State? Southern Cal? That doesn't look so difficult now, does it? Northwestern and Syracuse are probably their only other chances to lose. If Notre Dame wins this game tomorrow, I don't know, they may play themselves into a playoff spot. Stanford at Notre Dame tomorrow should be a lot of fun. Another big game in the Pac-12 tomorrow night starts at 6:30 p.m. as BYU, who just keeps finding ways to hang with the big boys, goes up to the University of Washington to face the number 11 Huskies. Now, BYU is playing very tough defense. They are running the football. Could they find a way to continue that against a Washington team that seems like, since they lost at Auburn, they've kind of refocused and they're getting a little bit better? I think BYU can hang for a while. I'm not sure they can hang for 4 quarters. I'm going to take Washington in that game. You know, on Sunday, we actually have the Ryder Cup finishing up its final round. You know, if you're not familiar with the Ryder Cup, it's a golf competition that has teams from Europe and teams from the United States. Of course, the U.S. is the defending champs. And this year, Tiger Woods will be playing for Team USA this weekend. He's been pretty hot lately. So let's see if the Ryder Cup provides anything memorable on Sunday. Team play, it's a little bit different, but it's always kind of interesting to see these golfers playing together as opposed to playing individually. Ryder Cup will be going all weekend, and Sunday will be the final round. You might want to switch over and check that out. We don't have a ton of marquee matchups in the NFL this week, but we do have a few that are going to be worth your time. At 11 a.m. on Sunday, we have the undefeated Miami Dolphins heading to Foxborough to face the now 1-2 New England Patriots. And the New England Patriots really need to get Julian Edelman back because Tom Brady can't throw it to Rob Gronkowski every single play. And that's what he's doing right now. They need Edelman back desperately. Now, the Dolphins do usually beat New England once a year. I don't know why, but it seems like they usually do. The problem is that's usually at home, not in Gillette Stadium. In fact, the Miami Dolphins have lost 7 games in a row up in Foxborough. But could you imagine how bad people would be freaking out if somehow Miami beat the Patriots and the Patriots start the season 1-3? This is worse than when Brady was out. Maybe Julian Edelman is actually the GOAT. That's what's going to be going around if somehow they lose this game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Patriots playing at home. Now at 2 p.m., we have another NFL game, and on paper, it might not look that great because the game features the 1-1-1 Cleveland Browns versus the 0-3 Oakland Raiders. So why in the world am I even listing this game as one to watch? Because I only talk about the games that are actually going to be worth watching, but I actually want to see what Baker Mayfield does in his first start. And I also want to see if the Raiders ever get up off the mat and kind of fight a little bit for Chucky. And I also want to see, just, you know, selfishly, John Gruden have to answer questions about why the Raiders don't have much of a pass rush. And then he has to keep saying again and again and again, well, it's just really tough to find that guy in the draft. I just enjoy hearing him say it because we know he had that guy in Khalil Mack and he let him go. I am going to pick the Raiders at home in this game to get their first win, but I won't be surprised at all to see Baker Mayfield knock them down too. Finally, we finish off the weekend 6:20 on Sunday night with the Sunday night game, and it is a rivalry game between two teams that could possibly maybe be Super Bowl contenders, or they could possibly each go 6-10. The Baltimore Ravens head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers, who are playing out the season so far looking, honestly, like drunken toddlers. They beat Tampa for their first win this last week, but that defense looks terrible. Meanwhile, Baltimore has looked good in spots, but you are depending on Joe Flacco. I'm going to go ahead and pick Baltimore on the road to beat Pittsburgh in this game. Like I said, some very, very good games college-wise, some very good baseball games. The NFL, not a great day, but hey, maybe that works out well because you can switch over, watch some Ryder Cup, and see if Tiger is capable of carrying Team USA to another win. Coming back, speaking of Tiger, we need to get to our Daily Dose Top 5 because we saw an amazing comeback this past week as Tiger Woods wins his first PGA tournament since 2013. And right away, what did we hear? This is the greatest comeback of all time. Well, let's slow down just a little on that. Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. October's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Cursed, Haunted by Dark Spirits and Evil Creatures. Sorry, but it sounds like you've been cursed. Fight back against your regrettable fate with an exclusive collection of accursed gear. October's Loot Crate theme features items from Attack on Titan, Gremlins, Evil Dead 2, and American Horror Story. Looks like they are getting ready for Halloween over at Loot Crate. But if none of those franchises interest you, remember, you can go to Loot Crate and choose from a huge selection of crates, a monthly subscription of crates, or just individual items. And they have so many things over there, they are sure to have exactly what you need. Of course, the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for listening to the Daily Dose each and every day. Now, as we do every Friday, we need to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. And you know, like I said, Tiger Woods had one of the greatest comebacks of all time this week, as he won the PGA Tour Championship after not winning anything for the past 5 years. His last win was at the Bridgestone Invitational back in August of 2013. And then, well, let's just say he's had a few things come up. First, there was his whole issue with, I don't know, cheating on his wife and whatever was going on. And maybe his wife clubbed him in the head with a frying pan. I don't know exactly what happened there. Something happened that one night. Remember that? Then You had the multiple back surgeries. You had the painkillers. You had the DUI. You had the really, really bad DUI mugshot. It was just a very bad situation for Tiger. And when Tiger won on Sunday, what did we hear from the sports media? It is the greatest comeback of all time. But understand this. Tiger still hasn't won a major. He won the PGA Tour Championship. That's not even a major. We still have to see if he can win a major. So today, we are going to look at a few other comebacks that I would probably place ahead of what Tiger Woods has done so far. And understand this, I'm not discounting what he has done. I am just saying there are other comebacks out there. And as sports fans, we have short memories. And so the latest thing we saw is the greatest thing we saw, even when it's not true. Now, obviously, we could talk comeback games. I don't know, like the Buffalo Bills being down 35-3 to the Oilers. That's not where we're going. We could talk about the Indiana Pacers trailing by 7 with seconds left to play and coming back and winning. Or the Boston Red Sox even being down 0-3 to the New York Yankees in 2004. We are looking for a different kind of comeback today. Today on the Daily Dose, we count down the top 5 best individual sports comebacks. Starting at number 5. Now, I know the conspiracy theories are that he left because of his gambling debts. But I think that actually undermines the tragedy that Michael Jordan faced when his father was murdered back in 1993. So Jordan left the NBA in October of 93, and he decided, I'm going to go play minor league baseball. I don't want to deal with all that. I've done all I can do in the NBA. He went and rode the bus, and he went and played minor league baseball with very mixed reviews. We heard maybe he had potential. We heard he wasn't very good. But when baseball went on strike on March 18th, 1995, and the Chicago Bulls struggling, Michael Jordan simply announced, I'm back. Now, he didn't have much time to get ready for the season. He didn't have much time to get ready, and the playoffs were coming quickly, and the Bulls were knocked out by the Orlando Magic. And rumors were that Michael had lost a step. People might have been afraid of number 23. No one was afraid of number 45. And then Michael switched the jerseys. He took a full offseason to prepare for the next year. Yeah, and then Mike rolled off 3 straight titles, and he kind of made it look easy. He never even went to a game 7 in those finals. Michael Jordan coming back from a full-on retirement. Yeah, that rates up there to me. Not just that he came back. He came back and won 3 championships in a row. And you know why he didn't win 4? Because he retired again. Moving on to number 4. After being one of the most accomplished quarterbacks to ever play the game, our number 4 entry was cut by the only team he had ever played for. He had neck surgery in 2011. He couldn't even throw a football. He sat out the entire 2011 season, and then he had a few more neck surgeries. That's never good, is it? And when the Indianapolis Colts released Peyton Manning, we didn't know if he could walk around without his head falling off, let alone play professional football again. But he joins the Denver Broncos, and he posts the greatest season of all time for a quarterback. In 2013, he threw for 55 touchdowns. That's insane. He also did manage to win another Super Bowl in 2015, and yes, it was primarily on the shoulders of a very good defense, but hey, no one even thought Peyton Manning could play football again. We didn't even know if he could squeeze a football. He went out and put up amazing, crazy numbers when he returned. He definitely has to be one of the greatest individual comebacks of all time. Moving on to number 3. I know, as sports fans, we throw the word brave around a lot these days. But today, I mean, when you take a stand against racism, honestly, I'm not sure how brave it truly is. Because most people are against racism today. Yes, I know you have those nuts that are out there carrying their tiki torches or whatever. But primarily, most people are like, no, that's bad. We're against that. Yeah, that wasn't the case back in the 60s. When Muhammad Ali refused to be inducted into the armed forces, he was systematically denied a boxing license in every state. He was stripped of his passport, and as a result, Muhammad Ali did not fight from March 1967 to October 1970. From the age of 25 until he was almost 29, he didn't fight. His case was working its way through the appeals process before his conviction was finally overturned in 1971. We kind of forget, Muhammad Ali missed the true prime of his career, and he missed it with what was actually a very controversial choice. There were people very upset with what he was doing, not taking his spot in the American military. That's actually brave. Like, when you put something on the line, that actually is bravery. He did lose his career for a few years. He did finally return in 1970, and he lost to Joe Frazier in 1971. Well, hey, gave it a shot. Clearly wasn't what he used to be. But Muhammad Ali wasn't done. He came back to beat Joe Frazier twice. He knocked out George Foreman in 1974. And no, he wasn't the same as he had been physically before he had to sit out. But he was a much smarter fighter. And he still found ways to beat people. Muhammad Ali, returning to regain his title, definitely one of the greatest sports comeback stories of all time. Moving forward to number two. You know, this guy joined the NHL in 1984 as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he didn't make any sense. Because there's no way that a guy of our number two entry's size should be that fast. But he defied logic, and he proved to be one of the greatest players to ever play the game of hockey. From 1984 to 1993, Mario Lemieux was one of the top players in the league, scoring over 500 goals. He led the Penguins to back-to-back Stanley Cup titles in 91 and 92, but he suffered back injuries. And when doctors performed a surgery to correct a bulging disc, they actually found Hodgkin's lymphoma. He underwent cancer treatments, and somehow, Mario Lemieux managed to come back in 1996. And how did he come back? Just like he had never left. He scored 69 goals. He played another 7 seasons. Mario Lemieux finished his career with over 1,700 points, and he is now, of course, a partial owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Under his ownership, they've won 3 more titles. Mario Lemieux, the only man to have his name on the cup as both a player and as an owner. That's a pretty amazing comeback. So we move on to number one. And our number one comeback actually does belong to a golfer, but it's not Tiger Woods. From 1938 to 1948, Ben Hogan won 51 PGA tournaments. He also managed to win 3 majors with his textbook swing. Now, when I say textbook swing, I mean literally textbook swing, because if you look at golf textbooks, they show the techniques that Ben Hogan played with. Hogan served in the U.S. Army from March of 1943 to June of 1945. He was stationed down in Fort Worth, Texas, and he became a utility pilot. But in February of 1949, Ben Hogan and his wife Valerie suffered a horrible car accident. They collided with a Greyhound bus in heavy fog. Hogan actually threw himself across his wife in order to protect her, and they say he would have been killed if he hadn't done that, because the steering wheel column actually went right through the driver's side seat. The accident left Ben Hogan at the age of 36 with a double fracture of his pelvis, a fractured collarbone, a fractured left ankle, a chipped rib, and near fatal blood clots throughout his body. He would suffer lifelong circulation problems from then on. The doctors said, of course, he would never walk again, let alone play golf. But Ben Hogan left the hospital on April 1st, just 59 days after the accident, and somehow he returned to PGA golf in 1949, and he won 6 more majors after being told he would never walk again. Yeah, that's a little bit more than a cracked windshield, isn't it? Hey, sports fans love comebacks, and if Tiger Woods does manage to win a major, it is going to be one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. Will it be at the top of the list? Well, I mean, you can see from our list, other guys may have overcome just a little bit more. Hey, I'm cheering for Tiger. I hope it happens. I think it's great for sports. But there are some other guys on the list that you can see. Yeah, they're pretty deserving of greatest comeback of all time as well. Hey, it is Friday, and we have made it through another week. I hope you are enjoying the podcast each and every week. We will be back on Monday to discuss all of the happenings over the weekend and keep you up on the latest and greatest in the world of sports. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for sharing the show. It is all very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.